Grace and peace to you from Father God, our brother, Jesus Christ, and our friend and advocate, Holy Spirit. Flee to Egypt. With those words echoing in his ears, Joseph got up, took Jesus and Mary by night, and went to Egypt. Regardless of whether this story really happened the way Matthew tells it, it's not hard to know that it's true. The names and faces might change, but it's a story that continues to be lived in lands throughout the world today. We've seen the pictures, we've read the news, we've heard and maybe even participated in the arguments over what to do about this situation. Jesus, Mary and Joseph were not the first refugees, and they won't be the last. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, so soon after the celebrations of the birth of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, we now hear about him fleeing for his life. Lord, there are many in this world who are dispossessed of their land through tyranny, through corruption, through war, and they flee to other places to find safety, peace and comfort. Lord, we thank you that our country is such a place, and we pray that you put it on our hearts to receive refugees, to open our hearts, our homes to them and our church. Lord, and that we remember that each time we do this, we serve him who came to save us all. Open our ears and our hearts now, Lord. Pour in your message through your Holy Spirit. Help us to enact your good works on this earth until our last day when Jesus comes to take us to be with you. In his holy name we pray. Amen. What do you hear in today's gospel, the flight to Egypt? What feelings does it stir up inside you? What images fill your imagination? What prayers arise within you? What experiences does it recall from your life? What does it have to do with you and me? I picture a little boy and his mum and dad. Violence, a tyrannical ruler, an oppressive government, and the threat of death have them on the run. They've left behind most of their belongings. I feel the parents' fear and the knot in their stomachs. Their only thought, their only priority, is to protect the child and keep him safe. I see them feeling their way through the darkness of night, hoping not to be noticed. With each passing moment, they move a bit further from the known and familiar, a bit closer to the unknown and unfamiliar. I hear their whispered questions. When will we get there? How much further is it? What will we find? What will it be like? I'm not talking only about Jesus and the Holy Family. I'm also talking about Syrian, Iraqi, Lebanese and Kurdish families. How many young mothers have to travel like Mary a few days before giving birth or shortly after delivery? It must be harrowing and extremely tiring for them, as it was for Mary, having to walk or pack into little cars or sail on the long journey south to Egypt. What kind of fear do they experience with the thought that at any moment Herod's men, ISIS, could seize them and kill their babies? Some children arrive safely in Egypt, others drown and wash up on Mediterranean beaches. All are refugees, and they share a common story. And I can't explain why some find refuge and others don't. I don't know. There are no good or acceptable reasons for that, but I can tell you what the reasons aren't. It's not because Jesus' life was more important or more valuable than theirs. It's not because God loves Jesus more than them. It's not because Jesus is God's eternal Son and they're just other Middle Eastern refugees. If we think it's any one of those things, we have missed the point of Christmas. We have denied that the Word became flesh, human flesh, flesh like theirs, like yours, like mine. We've forgotten that in Jesus, God shares our humanity so that we might share his divinity. If that means anything at all, it means that the depth of God's joy and thanksgiving that Jesus arrived in Egypt safely is equaled only by the depth of God's sorrow that others don't reach Egypt. God's heart is with the refugee. In the birth of Jesus, in the angel of the Lord who spoke to Joseph in a dream, and in the Holy Family's flight to Egypt, God has revealed himself to be aligned with the refugees of this world, not only with them, but with you and me as well. That's right, you heard correctly. We too are refugees. Those little children, Jesus and all refugees, are the face of a refugee humanity, a humanity you and I share with them. In their faces we see a modern-day retelling of the flight to Egypt. And in Jesus' face we see the spark that ignites hope, kindles the fire of love, and illuminates the darkness for all refugees. Their stories confront us with our own refugee status and bring to mind the times we have fled to Egypt. Some of you may be on that road now. If your life has ever been disrupted and you needed a safe place to get away to, if you've ever known it was no longer safe or good for you to stay where you were or to stay the way you were, if you've ever left the known and familiar and travelled in darkness to the unknown and unfamiliar, if you've ever realised your life was at risk and you had to make a change, if your survival depended on crossing borders into a new and foreign land, if you've ever experienced these or a thousand other things like them, then you know what it's like to be a refugee. And my guess is that we all know what that's like. We may not have had the same experience as Jesus and the Holy Family or families fleeing tyranny, but we share a common story and a common status. Herod is not just a king in Israel some 2,000 years ago. In every age, Herod is the power, circumstances and abuses that disrupt and seek to destroy life. Herod is that one who creates refugees. For every refugee there is a Herod, and there are all sorts of refugees and all kinds of Herods. You see, being a refugee is not only about tyrannical kings, oppressive governments and death threats. Some of us are refugees from a marriage or relationship that was unhealthy, destructive or violent. Some are refugees from the land of addiction. Some are refugees wandering through the darkness of depression, emptiness, or a life seemingly void of meaning. Some are fleeing the countries of neglect or abuse. Some walk the struggle street of identity disorientation, confusion or acceptance. My own mother had to run the gauntlet of taunts, stares, humiliation and shame of being unmarried and pregnant in the 60s. Many of us have recognised behaviours and choices that we had to flee or situations we just had to get away from. Most of us have probably been refugees from the land of grief and sorrow. Being a refugee is also about a deep longing and drive for a new life and a new place in life. It's hearing and responding to the nighttime calling of God. The refugee life is neither easy nor safe, but we never go alone. We go with the God of refugees, the God who has nowhere to lay his head. We go with the promise that our Egypt has already been sanctified and prepared by the presence of this child who is the spark of life. This child, Jesus, knows the way. I don't know what your refugee story is, but I'll bet you have one. I'll bet you've had at least one time in your life when you had to get to Egypt. Your life depended on it. You left home for a better place, a different life, a new way, and you left not really knowing where you were going or what you would find when you got there. You trusted the child to show you the way. You followed in the footsteps of the Holy Family, and with each step along the way, your life retraced the steps of today's gospel. Every time I hear today's gospel, every time I hear about refugees in the news, every time I reflect on my own refugee status and my times in Egypt, I can't help but wonder, what if? What if Egypt had closed the borders of its heart? What if the Holy Family had arrived only to find a big wall and locked doors? What if the wannabe pharaohs had unleashed on them the dogs of fear and prejudice? What if the Egyptian people had said, "There's no room for you here"? What story would we be telling today? Would there be any good news for the refugees of the world? For you? For me? Would the spark have been extinguished? But that didn't happen. Maybe Egypt remembered. Maybe Egypt remembered another time, another Joseph, another refugee people. Maybe God sent the Holy Family to a land that would remember. Maybe God was counting on Egypt to remember it had once been a place of refuge for his people, and it could be again. I pray that we too remember the Holy Family, the refugees in the news, and our own flights to Egypt, and thank God for his grace in this child, Jesus Christ, who grew and became strong in spirit. I pray that we thank God daily for Jesus and never forget that he is our Egypt, our retreat, our safety, our freedom, our hope, and our salvation. I pray that we will thank God every day of our lives for his grace, mercy, love, and kind-heartedness. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in this child, Christ Jesus. Amen.